B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Solak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Saturday's game. That's tomorrow night, 4:30. And visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Good morning, Zoe.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. Last show of the year for us. When's your last show?
Today. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
Stop
Zoe's going to rip it up.
We got some nachos down here.
What are you doing?
What?
Don't mention the nachos.
What? We weren't supposed to tell them we have nachos?
You really have nachos?
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Drive safely.
Like that con queso cheese dip?
It's got that. It's really from queso. King's.
It doesn't have any of that stuff.
We got guacamole.
Yeah.
It's all good. Stop by. We'll save you some. All right, good.
Grab some cerveza on the way in.
All right, here we go. We have a 4:30 game tomorrow on the Sports Hub. So, Scott, who got robbed the most with no Pro Bowl? Was it Tom Brady, Edelman, or Van Noy? Who got jobbed there?
I think you take a quarter and flip it between Edelman and Van Noy. Oddly, I mean, it doesn't seem like it because of the lack of the big plays down the field, but Edelman statistically is having his best year as a pro, which is amazing. Van Noy's been all over the place this year. He really deserved to go. Problem with the Pro Bowl, it's a popularity vote. You know, so the players vote on it. I just think they're sick of seeing these guys win and being around it, putting all those guys in. Like 12 Ravens made it. So.
12 Ravens. Wow.
12.
That's like a flock of Ravens.
I think that's in the 12 Days of Christmas song.
It's an exaltation.
Yeah, a lot of bird poop everywhere.
All right, what do you think? So Buffalo, are they legit this year? Is Josh Allen legit?
Well, their defense is damn good. They're really good. Probably the best defense we saw all year. They're the first team that ran the ball against us, but I think Allen's the problem with them. If you had to pick any of these teams potentially being in the playoffs that the defense would want to play against, I would think it'd be Josh Allen, just because you know where he's going to be in the pocket.
All arm, no brain.
No, I'm not going to say that. I agree with you.
Don't say it, but he agreed.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what? He's set. Okay, give us the score, Scott.
Ooh, it's a tough one. I'm going 23-16, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, and just because we're not going to speak to you next week,
Are
we going to have a problem with Miami?
Better not.
I mean, that's not going to happen again, what happened, before, right? That crazy Miami game.
No, we'll never let that happen.
Well, we can call you next week. We'll do the home version if you want.
Yeah
that's fine. Okay, yes. LBF's got...
I won't pick up.
No, I know you won't. You don't pick up now until we had nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, LBF, what do you got for Solak today?
Okay, I have Christmas-themed questions for you, but the first one I want to know is that name something about Christmas that most people like, but you can't stand.
Oh, my God, that stupid, ugly sweater swap thing.
Right? I'm with you.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to put on an ugly sweater and walk around? It's not funny. It's not attractive.
Retire it.
Mm-mm. All right.
I agree.
He feels very strongly about that. Okay. I like that.
What else you got?
Okay, what's your go-to Christmas movie?
Oh, God, Vacation. Anytime it's on.
She's never seen it. Tell her why she should see it.
What the hell? How did you not see that?
I don't know. It just kind of happened, Like
Don't tell me you're like A Christmas Story or...
I like A Christmas Story. My favorite Christmas movie is The Family Stone. Have you ever seen it? It's really good.
I like
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, God. Anything in black and white, it doesn't hold my attention.
You need lots of shiny colors and things like that?
I need stupidity, funny. I need bright... Bright colors.
He's like a Hallmark movie guy.
Yeah, I think he is.
You like Hallmark?
You know what? Mm. Don't laugh. We'll turn one of those on for 5 minutes. Next thing you know, 45 minutes went by because you got stuck on a channel.
And you got amnesia.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I know. It kind of ropes you in.
I knew it.
That's funny. You like Hallmark. He's got a nice sweater. All right, the game is scarf.
It's so cheesy and dumb, and like no town exists like that,
No. Right. No one has that perfect snow.
Yeah, I know.
Scarves. So funny. All right, the game is 4:30 tomorrow on the Sports Hub. Zoe will be calling the action live. Go Pats. Hey, thank you. It's been great having you on this year, Scott. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get into the playoffs with you, okay?
Hell yeah, Bob. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Come get these nachos.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob.
Sounds good. I'll see you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Are you afraid he's going to just go through those nachos?
Yes. Yes, I actually am, Bob.
What was I thinking?
There's no greater threat to those nachos
than Scott Zolak.
He's a deep threat.
From my cold, dead fingers.
That'll be fun to see. Film that, Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.